This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, an amazing Thursday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday, and I'm in the best mood. We're going to have so much fun tonight. We're going to talk about what if the communists do something back to us? Is that something we should be worried about? Why doesn't anything work anymore? Some guy has a wife who used to be an illegal. Now she's legal and turned into a nag. Somebody wants to know if he should keep hanging out with trannies. Are you allowed to argue with veterans? And who would win in a fight, samurais or janissaries? All that, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before I dig into the questions, honestly, I'm going to spend a minute. I mentioned it last night. I'm going to mention it briefly right now. I know about the peace deal. I don't care because I don't believe it. There. I couldn't possibly lay it out any more frankly than that. I think this thing is going to last about as long as a pack of fruit stripe gum. I do think the Trump administration deserves all the credit in the world for their efforts, constantly trying to make peace everywhere around the world. I think that's wonderful. Trump is great at this. I applaud him. I applaud everybody involved. I just don't think this is a big story because I don't think it's going to last. Forgive me if I don't believe Hamas is going to lay down their arms and go become Uber drivers, although I'm pretty sure I had one of them last night. Now, let's move on. Jesse, as a law enforcement officer who's lucky enough to work somewhere that hasn't been taken over by a scumbag commie, I think it's great we finally have a president who's willing to take chances and address the issues of violent animals taking over the streets and willing to send in the troops to protect our cities. My only concern is that setting certain precedents will come back to haunt us if the commies take over. They tend to take things to extreme. I feel like the first thing they would do is use it to shut down and imprison anyone who's against their cause, like before, but way worse. What say you? All right. So, one, that's a very valid concern, obviously. But I'm going to tell you something, and it's going to sound dark, but it's not meant to be dark. Honestly, it's meant to be liberating. So hear me out here. You know how bad it was under Joe Biden? I know you remember, obviously. It wasn't that long ago. The censorship, the FBI, CIA, the DOJ, the complete insane levels of tyranny and corruption and mandates. I know you remember all of it. Okay, you got it. They're going to do worse next time. They did everything they could possibly do, everything that was within their power to do, to use the government to smash their political opponents. They did it last time. And what lesson do you think they learned from that? I have asked you before. I have asked you before if you know a single Democrat in your life who has expressed regret that Democrats tried to throw Donald Trump in prison so he couldn't be president. I have asked, this is a nationwide show, coast to coast, from New York to Hawaii and everywhere in between. I don't even know how many people are listening right now. I've asked several times, do you know one Democrat who has said, that probably wasn't the right thing to do, to have a bunch of Democrat prosecutors try to imprison the Republican nominee? Probably wasn't the right thing to do. Do you know one Democrat? No, you don't. Because I've asked a million times. We haven't gotten one email. Not one. Do you know why? They don't regret it. They don't regret it at all. Do you know the lesson they learned from it? I know this is going to hurt to hear, But do you know the lesson the communists learned from it? From Biden? From arresting Trump? From that they didn't go far enough. I know that that is hard to hear and accept. That you sat and I sat and we watched such unspeakable evil being done. That they sent the Federal Bureau of Investigation into Facebook to tell them to delete your account. Levels of tyranny unimaginable in this country. And they don't think they went far enough. Nobody has talked to a single Democrat that has said, wow, yeah, that kind of was wrong. Yeah, I mean, throwing a hissy fit after Roe versus Wade got overturned and digging up an old obscure law so we could throw pro-lifers in prison, that was probably too far. We shouldn't have done that. There's not a single Democrat in the United States of America who thinks that was wrong. What I'm saying is, it is an understandable concern that they're going to do worse the next time. If we do this, then they'll do that. If we do this, then they'll do that. It's a very, very understandable concern. But allow me to liberate you from that concern. Whatever we do now, it will not affect what they do next. If these people take power again, ever, they will do worse. They will do every single thing they can possibly think of within their power to smash you. They will use every avenue, whether it be lawful, lawless, violence, you name it. The lesson Democrats learned from 4 years of Maoist evil was they didn't go far enough. If they had gone far enough, Republicans wouldn't have all this power now. We clearly were too weak. I keep bringing it up, but I'll bring it up again and again and again because every single poll reflects the exact same thing. Democrats are dissatisfied with their leadership. Why? Because they're too pro-tranny? Because they open up the border too much? Nope. None of those things are a concern for Democrats. They're upset that their leadership isn't fighting Trump hard enough. They're upset. The number one thing Democrats are upset about, the word they use for their leadership is they're weak. Democrats are not crying out for a saner, more moderate Democrat Party. They are crying out for a more vicious one. It doesn't matter what you do now, what Trump does now. National Guard, deportations. Yeah, play it. Play the poll, Chris.
Democrats in Congress oppose Trump too often, just 4%. How about the right amount? Just 19%. How about not enough? You don't have to be a mathematical genius to know that this is the largest number on your screen. 77% of Democratic voters say that their party in Congress does not oppose Donald Trump nearly enough. They want them to fight Trump more. When you get 77% of your own party agreeing on something, you know that is the direction that they wish their representatives and senators in Congress in Washington actually went.
I wish we were not in this situation we're in with a Democrat Party that is insane. I would rewind back to 1990 right now if I could. Honestly, the year 2000, I could. And it's not that I would have been a Democrat back then, but you could talk to them. You could get along with them. But for a variety of reasons, they have lost their ever-loving minds. And it's not just the Jasmine Crocketts of the world. It's not just the AOCs. It's not just the Antifa animals in the streets. The normal, everyday, run-of-the-mill Democrat is an insane communist now who wants to burn you to the ground and your country along with it. And only they can change that. You, look, unburden yourself. You can't fix it. You can't fix them. Only they can fix them. And as of this moment, this may change, but as of this moment, What is the date today, Chris? October 9th. As of October 9th, 2025, they don't want to. Whatever we do now, it won't affect what they do when they come back. When they come back, and they will one day, who knows when that'll be, when they come back, they will do worse than they did last time. That's the lesson they learned. We didn't go far enough. Oh, arrested a bunch of Republicans, arrested Donald Trump. Clearly, we didn't throw them in a cage deep and dark enough because they're back. That's what they learned. Do with that what you will. Now, I know that may be painful to hear, but at least your physical pain is gone because of relief factor. The chronic daily pain you used to have, how good does it feel to be free of it? Relief Factor is setting people free from their pain. I love it. I love your testimonials. I love the emails you send me. Every day, you know, almost everyone says the exact same thing. Every day, it gets a little better and a little better and a little better as you take this supplement. It's a daily supplement. Pain just gets turned down and down a little more and a little more. And then one day, your eyes pop open in the morning and you're pain free. Do you want to experience that without drugs? Not temporary fixes? Getting rid of it? 1-800, the number 4, relief, or relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Thursday. I am sorry that I will be gone tomorrow. It is not my fault. It is a business thing. I swear I'm not going to the beach somewhere. I'm not sipping on Mai Tais. It's a business thing. I'll be back on Monday for Medal of Honor Monday, and we will have us a real good time again next week. All right? All right. So that's why we're doing Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday today. And look, I'm going to play the man because he does deserve praise for what he did. I'm just skeptical.
The whole world came together, to be honest. So many countries that you wouldn't have even thought of it, they came together. The world has come together around this deal. And that's something I would say that without that wouldn't happen. You know, having the ability to deal with trade, having the ability to use tariffs to help me make a point. The tariffs have brought peace to the world. I'm telling you, they brought peace to the world. And not only here, but with so many other deals. You know, I've made 7 peace deals where countries were, in many cases, 30, 31 years, 135, 137 years. They've been fighting and millions of people being killed, and I brought peace.
Okay. Look, let's hope it lasts. Jesse, actually, this guy says, "Dear Shogun Oracle, my dad was a grumpy old man, but now that he's gone, I'm wondering if he wasn't grumpy enough. Nothing works anymore. I'm not even talking about the energy-efficient washer dryers that break down all the time, but little things. My wife bought an expensive set of scissors a year ago. Today, they couldn't cut through tissue paper. When cleaning out my dad's house recently, I found scissors I used as a kid. Worked good as new. Why does nothing work these days?" I thought the question was very, very interesting because it's very, very true. And I should put a huge disclaimer on what I'm about to say. We all, I know I definitely do, we all look back at the past fondly, probably more fondly than it was. That's a very human thing to do. Things from our childhood, food that tasted better than it actually was, experiences, we remember them better than they actually were. There's a psychology to this that I don't fully understand, but we all do this. You do it, I do it. It's a very common thing. So that's a disclaimer. But to his point, he's correct. Why doesn't anything work anymore? Remember I told you I bought that midlife crisis car when I signed with Premier? Never bought anything like that in my life. I always just had, you know, pickups, Fords, GMCs, just pickups. I drive pickup trucks. But just wanted to do something, I don't know, kind of crazy. It was a midlife crisis car. Told Ab I was going to do it. She said, go. You deserve it. Go do it. And don't get me wrong, it was fun. It was fast. Everything broke on it all the time. All the time. All the time. You'd start it up. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You have to sit here in the garage while we reboot the software system. You're driving down the road. You're thinking, oh, things are going to be great. Everything's going to be fine. Nope. Another thing is rattling. I have to reset this. Oh, this light is on. I never had these problems with my Ford. What, Chris? Chris said, is this the one that tried to crush me? Yes, yes. You get in, it's got all these fancy seat settings where you could adjust this little thing and that little thing. I mean, you could make this thing basically form to your backside. How great was it? I'd start the car and it would smash me into the dashboard every time. If my fingerprint scanner, yes, I needed a fingerprint scanner. If my hand was too greasy or wet or something, it wouldn't scan my fingerprint and it's jamming me into the speedometer. Why doesn't anything work anymore? There are a ton of reasons for this. The outsourcing to crappy foreign third world places is a huge reason for it. I have tried very hard. I am not successful. Neither are you, I'm sure. I've tried very hard to stop buying things that are made in China and Cambodia and all these other places because they farm out the work to these third world dumps where basic slave labor, you're sitting in there 12 hours a day. They're not trying to assemble the greatest thing in the world. They're trying to assemble as many things as humanly possible and send it out. Cheap. Things got cheap. That's part of the equation. Another part of the equation, don't dismiss this, are the diversity efforts in the United States of America. What have I called diversity? Over and over and over again. The death of everything. Not just big things, little things too. You mentioned scissors. That scissor company. Look them up. What are their diversity efforts in recent years? The second you diversify something on purpose, the second you stop making skills the top priority, whatever you're diversifying will get worse, no matter what, because you're eliminating qualified people. Nope, we can't have them. We can't have them. Oh, he's too white. He's too this. He's too that. Oh, everything sucks now. Do you know one of the main reasons we don't engineer incredible things in this country the way we used to? Because there are legions of highly intelligent white kids who can't even get into college now because of the color of their skin. They'll go grab another 100,000 people from India and give them the engineering job, and the American listening to me right now in Omaha, Nebraska, he can't. He's got to go do something else because he can't even get into school. That's reality. And it slowly but surely kills everything around us. It's very, very real, and it is a problem. Let's hope it gets fixed. All right, let's move on. Somebody's friends with the tranny wants to know if that should continue. Some guy's common law wife turned into a commie. All that and so much more. Let's talk real quickly about money. No, this is not about Chris. We're going to talk about visiting the vet. How much did it cost you the last time you had to take your dog to the vet? Oh, he's itching all the time. Oh, he keeps throwing up his food. Oh, he's having... How much did it cost? Plus the prescription. How much did it cost? Maybe you have been wanting Rough Greens. You want the number one dog supplement in America. You want to sprinkle it on your dog's food. Maybe you've been hesitant because you don't want to spend the money. Totally get that. I don't like spending money either. Rough Greens saves you money. When your dog starts getting real nutrition, live nutrients for the first time, you will see physical differences that let you know, oh, wow, that's what my dog's supposed to look like, act like. And you get to stay away from the vet. Saves you money. You want a free jumpstart trial bag? RoughGreens.com, promo code Jesse, or you can call 214-ROUGH-DOG. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. And I got all your emails about the Siege of Malta, which we did the last two nights. You know what's funny? Whenever I do history, I have no earthly idea how it's going to land. And sometimes I think, I'm not sure if they even liked it. I'm not sure. I don't know if that was the right thing to do. I don't know if I told that story the right way. And every single time you love it, blows me away. If you missed it the last two nights, go download the podcast, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. It's all free. Go download the podcast. It's like everything else on this show. It's kid friendly. You don't have to worry. We're not cussing or saying ugly things. It's just not going to happen here. So go enjoy a little Siege of Malta talk. You heard the email last night. Even the street commies enjoy it. Just go enjoy some history. Jesse, I'm a 27-year-old man. I've always leaned Christian conservative. However, I stay friends with many leftists over the years, as far back as high school, and a couple of them even became trannies. As the rhetoric has increased over the years, their behavior became more and more extreme. I've always stayed friendly because, like Charlie Kirk always said, when people stop communicating, they get violent. I recently went to dinner at my close friend's house, who is trans, and was shocked to hear them celebrating Charlie Kirk's murder right to my face. I feel conflicted now because I can't come to terms with the fact that people I called friends for years celebrating the death of someone who thought a lot like me, and they didn't seem to realize how disturbing they were behaving. One of my other friends who thinks more like me said I should have stopped being around them the second they became trans and that I shouldn't associate with leftists. Was my friend right and Charlie Kirk wrong? Is there no communication possible with these communist animals? Having become a father recently, I've begun to feel I need to cut anyone out who is like that. What do you say? Do I cut off the crazy commies in my life? All right. So here are a couple things. First, let me clarify. You really don't want to ever give up on anyone. You know, always keep them in your prayers. However, let me ask you, if you and I were friends, or you and I were friends, and I go from being a normal human being to thinking that I can fly. Every time we get together, I tell you that I can fly, that I'm going to go jump off a bridge, that I'm going to go to the highest building around and jump off a bridge. When I get around your wife, your children, I tell them that I can fly. I tell them, in fact, not only do I think I can fly, that I can turn into a bird, and that I'm going to slowly but surely start gluing feathers to myself, and I'm going to become a bird, and I'm going to fly. Do you think I'm somebody safe to be around? Do you think I'm somebody you should allow in your home? Around your children? Look, I would hope that you would pray for me, but you need to let me go. Transgender, this tranny insanity, these people, they are mentally ill. You do not have to hate them. You certainly don't have to yell at them. But they are mentally ill people who need professional help. They need your prayer. They need professional help. But they are shattered mentally. And this is increasing because the evil communists, we know them as Democrats, are trying to increase it. Big Pharma is trying to increase it with drugs. Doctors are trying to increase it because they make money off these disgusting surgeries. So
You take somebody who's mentally ill. Imagine it's me telling everyone I can turn into a bird, and then I have a psychiatrist saying, absolutely, I believe you are a bird. I think you can turn into a bird. In fact, let me give you a prescription here. This will make it easier on your mind that as you transition into a bird. And then I eventually go into the doctor's office and I say, doctor, I feel like I'm turning into a bird and I can fly. And he says, absolutely, you can fly. In fact, why don't we schedule you for a surgery next week where we'll chop your arms off and we'll glue wings to your arms. So now I went from being somebody mentally ill who has problems. Now I have people everywhere who I think are in positions of authority. They are confirming my mental, they are affirming my mental illness. They're confirming all of my delusions. Am I somebody you should dine with? Your friends were celebrating the assassination of a 31-year-old husband and father because your friends are sick. They're very, very sick, and you need to stay away from them for your own sake, for the sake of your family. And look, I'm not saying you can't ever minister to them in some way, bring them a meal. You can touch base. Of course you do that for people who are struggling. No different than working in a homeless shelter. You ever do that? Done that before? You know what you encounter all day long? People who are drugged out, mentally ill, mentally broken. You can go serve, help, but you're not throwing them in the back of your car and driving them down to Red Lobster for Cheddar Bay biscuits. No, 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 no. I'm sorry. I know that hurts, but you need to get these people out of your life. They have moved on and embraced a level of mental illness that's not just going to hurt them and hurt others. It could very easily hurt you. If you had a friend who became a very violent person, maybe not even necessarily with you, he just loved to punch people, loved to get in fights all the time. Every time you went out, even at Red Lobster, he goes and pounds 10 beers and starts throwing punches at the bartender. Would you continue to go out with him? Or would you say, no, you know, I've got to move on. Your friends are broken mentally. And they are going to become more violent. Because that's what happens when your mind starts to melt. And you get that affirmed by people in positions of authority. I've told you this before, too. Don't ignore the drug aspect of this. Did you know, I'm sure it's the case in other states, but I can confirm it. I know this for a fact in Texas. Did you know the pharmaceutical companies, they will sponsor these LGBTQ demonic filth parades here? Did you know that? Why? Why do you think they do that? Because if you can shatter somebody mentally that way, they're going to buy your drugs for the rest of their probably very short lives. They will be buying your drugs until the day you kill yourself. That's the truth. It's sad. It's horrible. It's evil. It's wrong. But that's the truth. Let them go. All right? Bye. Let's get out of this. Let's talk just a little bit about history. And then someone wants to know, are you allowed to argue with a veteran? What's this guy supposed to do about his Mexican wife who's going crazy on him? Before we get to that, you know what else is crazy? Not having any gold in your retirement. Even if you don't get any physical gold. I get it. But I would get some, but I understand. Please weave it into your retirement. We are $37 trillion in debt. How do you think that ends? So get something that will ensure you never wake up and look at zeros in your retirement portfolio. GoldCo will do it for you. You know how hard it is to get an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau? GoldCo has one of those. Over $3 billion they have placed in gold and silver. 6,000 five-star reviews because they make it easy. You don't have to be some finance expert. You don't have to know anything. I didn't when I called them. They will handle it, and they'll make it easy. 855-817-GOLD or visit jessielikesgold.com. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. Remember, you can email us. We're live here, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So before I get back to the questions, remember we were talking last night about Katie Porker because she did that interview and it was just a disaster. You know?
And what I'm saying to you is that...
Well, to those voters. Okay, so you...
I don't want to keep doing this. I'm going to call it. Okay. Thank you.
You're not going to do the interview with us?
Nope, not like this. I'm not. Not with 7 follow-ups to every single question you ask.
Every other candidate has answered follow-ups.
I don't care. I don't care. I want to have a pleasant, positive...
Okay, so a horrible person. And remember what I said. You try to get to a bigger stage, it's going to expose how horrible you are to more and more people. Politico dug up this brilliant little gem. I know you can't see it, but... Katie Porker's talking to the camera, and she's in a kitchen, and some girl comes out behind her. You can see the girl walk out into the kitchen. It's some staffer who works for her. How does Katie Porker handle it? Remember, as I play this, remember, this is how Katie Porker acts when the cameras are rolling. How does Katie Porker act when they're not?
We're going to lose more than 500,000 Californians dying prematurely to air pollution and other problems. And the state could lose out of my f-ing shot.
I wanted to tell you that that's actually incorrect. It's not that it's electric vehicles. It's that if we don't meet the commitments under the Paris Climate Accord.
Okay. It does. Okay. You also were in my shot before that. Stay out of my shot.
Why don't you stay out of my shot, Chris? You know what? I know you've never been in it, but I could see you doing that. And so now, and you know what? I'm going to start acting more like Katie Porker. That's what we're going to start laying down the law around here. Just a terrible, terrible person. Oracle, simple question. Who would win in a fight? The Japanese samurai or the Ottoman Janissaries? Both were equally armed at some point in history. Your Siege of Malta lesson got me wondering. His name is Brian. Okay, first... One thing I didn't say about the Janissaries, the Ottoman Janissaries, did you know they were slaves? Mm-hmm. They were oftentimes Christian slaves. They would, again, it's a Muslim empire of conquest. They would capture Christians and force them into military training. Yeah, they were slaves. Anyway, who would win in a fight? It's hard for me to believe anybody could really probably defeat, if we're talking about a one-on-one battle here. Because remember, you fight as a collective. You fight as a team. That's how armies fight. But if we're talking one-on-one, it's hard for me to believe that anybody could probably defeat a Japanese samurai. Remember, the samurai, they went toe-to-toe with the Mongols. The Mongols are the greatest army ever. Now, that Mongol army that crossed the ocean to try to invade Japan, you remember that's when the hurricane came, the typhoon came and wiped them out. But they had landed, and they did get a foothold. They got a toehold in Japan. But the Japanese samurai, they were giving the Mongols everything they could handle. The Mongols were blowing through everybody. And they ran up against the Japanese samurai, and they were all, oh my gosh, those samurai were bad, bad, bad dudes, man. Bad dudes. By the way, Chris, forgot to tell you, you know how I've been dreaming about going to Japan? I mean, I've been to Japan, but that was in the Marines. It wasn't the nicest trip. I've been dreaming about going to Japan. I was looking it up because I do this sometimes. They have a samurai museum in Japan, and you can do samurai training. Or what, Chris? Why are you being like this? Or I am not too tall to be a samurai. It's an advantage, Chris. I would have a reach advantage. But okay, I'll give you that. maybe I am too tall to be a samurai. The good news is they have two different schools at this museum. They have a samurai school and a ninja school. I can be a ninja. Of course I could be a ninja. I've told you before how elusive I am. How I can, people think because I'm so big that everyone notices me, but I can disappear like that in plain sight. I can disappear. I kind of blend into the crowd. I just understand. I have this covert instinct that not very many people have. I'm going to do the ninja school. I'm going to go and I'm going to do the ninja school, and it's going to be amazing. I've wanted to be a ninja ever since I watched that movie, American Ninja. If he can do it, I can do it. Anyway, the samurai are going to beat the Janissaries. Have you taken any classes yet for Hillsdale? I'm not going to be here tomorrow. What are you going to do without me? I have a good idea. Why don't you go do something for free? You know how this show's free? Hillsdale gives out their wisdom for free. More than 40 free online courses. A lot of these I would take if it interests you. You know, if it interests you, take this. If it interests you, Understanding Capitalism, it's a 7-lecture course. That's one everyone should take, whether or not that interests you or not. It's important to understand how an economy is supposed to work. Why does free market, why does that work? Take that course. At least take that course, all right? Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is where you go to enroll. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. The others, I like the history stuff more because it's more interesting. Capitalism is important. That's an important one. Go take that one. Jesse, I recently had a heated exchange with a veteran, to put it mildly. He was at a No Kings protest. I think he's a traitor. I never served, but my father was in World War II. And your opinion, did I overstep my bounds? I understand the inclination for patriots to automatically respect veterans. And that's good. I'm glad we are that way. I'm that way too. The second I see that guy in the grocery store with his Korean War hat, my respect meter goes through the roof. I'm the exact same way. I get that. But being a veteran does not automatically exempt you from people arguing with you. It doesn't make you right about everything. It doesn't mean you're not a dirtball. Honestly, a lot of the heroes we talk about, heroes we know, they come back and they're scumbags. That's the way it works. Because you are brave and serve your country with honor does not magically make you a wonderful person. One of the best warriors I ever served with in my life, I was in Iraq with him. We walked the streets of Baghdad together, was a total dirtball. And I mean a complete dirtball. You're in combat with him, he's magnificent. You're not going to want him around your wife and kids. I promise you that. It's just the way it is. All right. What's this guy supposed to do about his wife who's turning commie? Let's talk a little bit more about these communist street thugs. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.